みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to the new JLPT N4 Prep Course Lesson 8. I'm Jessie and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
前回は文法と読解の問題4と5を勉強しましたね。
In the last lesson, we covered questions 4 and 5 of the grammar and reading comprehension.
このレッスンでは文法、読解の問題6を勉強します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover question 6 of the grammar and reading comprehension section.
問題6は日本語で書いてある案内やお知らせを見て情報を見つける問題です。
In question 6, you're tested on your ability to search out necessary information from a block of text in Japanese.
文章はだいたい400字ぐらいですね。
The text is about 400 characters long, and there are two questions presented to you before the text. So you have to read the question first and then try and find the information you need.
You don't need to read all of the information.
多分ね、時間がないと思います。
Right. If you try and read all of it, that would take up too much of your time. So you're searching for only the information you need to answer the question.
問題6は案内やお知らせの文章なので、何々してくださいとか、何々しないでくださいという形がよく出ます。相手にお願いする文ですね。
So, in 問題6The information you need is likely to be in the form of instructions. You should be familiar with these grammar structures, so let's run through them really quickly. The first one is the te form plus kudasai, please blank. For example,
待ってください please wait.
The nai form plus kudasai, please don't.
行かないでください please don't go.
The past form plus 方がいい
行った方がいい you'd better go.You should go.
Nai form plus 方がいい You should not blank.
行かない方がいい You shouldn't go.
Te form plus は行けない You must not blank.
入ってはいけない You must not enter.
Te form plus もいい You may blank.
入ってもいいです You may come in.
The must end of a verb plus 型 How to blank or the way to blank.
使い方 how to use.
A verb in the dictionary form plus ことができる able to blank.
泳ぐことができる I can swim.
Okay, so we had a lot of them there right now. But those are the grammar forms that you need to be familiar with. If there were any that you're not quite sure of, we've included the names of past lessons that cover each grammar point, so you can go back and review those grammar points.In this lesson, we're going to focus on four important grammar points in particular. Naomi-sensei, はい、what's the first one we'll go over?
The first one is, なければならない。This means have to or must.
なければならない。It's pretty long, so it might be hard to remember at first. Here, we will give you the forms, but we won't go into detail about how to create it, since you won't need to know that for the JLPT.But if you'd like more information on this grammar point, please check out Beginner Series Season 5, Lesson 5.
Let's show some examples. 言う is to say. It becomes 言わなければならない。
And this means have to say or must say.
食べる is to eat. So, 食べなければならない。
This means have to eat or must eat. So, how about a sample sentence using this grammar?
明日朝5時に起きなければならない。
I have to get up at 5 tomorrow morning. One important thing to know is that the ならない at the end can be replaced with いけない and it means the same thing, right?
ああ、そうね。ああ、そうですね。Great point. なければならない and なければいけない both have the same meaning.
Right. And what we cover in Beginner Series Season 5, Lesson 5 is なければいけない.
But the formation and meaning is exactly the same. So if you understand なければいけない, you shouldn't have any trouble with なければならない.
And you'll probably encounter both of these forms, so it's a good thing to keep both of them in mind.
そうですね。There are some more variations on this expression in the lesson notes, so please take a look at those.
Okay, now let's move on to the next grammar point, zuni.
Our listeners might be familiar with the grammar naide, as in verb 1, naide, verb 2.
Right, and this means to do the second verb without doing the first verb. Does that make sense, I wonder?
Here's a sample sentence for you. 朝ごはんを食べないで学校に行った。
I went to school without eating breakfast. So this 食べないで means without eating. So without eating breakfast, I went to school. And actually, the usage of this ないで is covered in Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 25.
The zuni grammar that we mentioned earlier is the same as this ないで。So we can rephrase the sentence like this. 朝ごはんを食べずに学校に行った。
So if you just remember that these two grammar points mean the same thing, that'll be enough.
Yes. On to the next grammar point. 手置く。This is the 手 form of a verb plus 置く。
This means to do something in advance or to prepare for something. サンプルセンテンスをお願いします。
はい。来年日本に行くので日本語を勉強しておく。
Since I'm going to Japan next year, I'll study Japanese in advance, or to prepare. So you're going to prepare for your trip to Japan by studying Japanese. Okay, I know we're stuffing your brains with grammar here, but we have one more point we'd like to go over for this lesson.
はい、頑張ってください。And that's 手見る。
The 手 form of a verb plus 見る。This means to do something to see what it's like. Sample sentence, please.
日本語は面白い。と聞いたので、日本語を勉強してみた。
Since I heard that learning Japanese was interesting, I tried studying it.
Okay, that's all for the four grammar structures.
We can assure you that if you master these, your comprehension of the reading passages will be a lot smoother.
Yes, because this kind of grammar show up a lot in the reading section.
Again, there's a special practice question at the end of the lesson notes, so please try doing that to get a feel for what the questions on the test are really like.
Well, that's all for this lesson. レッスンノート読んでおいてくださいね。
As always, thanks for listening, everyone, and see you in the next lesson.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.